Okay, we continue on page Kuf Yud Ches. We're talking about Tevilah. We're talking about the general challenge of Tevilah, which seems to be very monotonous, boring, and routine. And the challenge of getting excited over davening, how we get excited this morning, where you did the same thing yesterday, and you're going to do the same thing tomorrow. And the Tzaddik has told us the Chidush in Chidush, what the new insight is when we talk about the idea of Chidush. We want something new, fresh. Maybe that's a better word sometimes, fresh for Chidush, or something fresh. And the idea of, we say about the moon, just to quickly review for a moment, where the idea of when we sanctify, we make the blessing on the moon, the pasuk that we say is that shetischadesh ateres tiferes lamusevotem, that the crown of glory should be renewed to those who have survived from the stomach, meaning for the Jewish people, and that the moon is renewed and that we are renewed, and it means that the moon should come back to its source, should come back to the way that it once was, and coming back to one's source is really a freshness, a renewal. That's the concept of Chiddush over here. So how this will fit for the Jew as well, to getting back to the source, connecting to the source of how you were before you sinned. And that becomes the Chiddush. Okay, so let's take a look. Oh, I don't know if we finished. Did we get to Nekudas HaChiddush B'Tefillah? Are we we're not a paragraph before that? No? Okay, good. Okay, and the challenge for a person is not to misdirect that power of Chiddush into mundane things in this world, like a new car, a new house, a new dress. You sure I talked about this yesterday?
No, I think you looked at it last
week. That's exactly what you're right on.
But not to look, again, this idea of something new and something fresh, you know, unfortunately, this is misdirected, very much misdirected. You know, I want a new dress, a new this, a new that. What do you need a new dress for? You got 50 dresses in the closet. I mean, you got plenty to wear. I need a new one. What do you need one for? Now think about this. Where's the logic behind it? There is no logic. There is no logic. But what it's coming from, a person has a power of seeking freshness. Now that's supposed to be directed to your neshama, that's the primary one, to getting yourself back to the way things used to be, to getting your soul back in touch with Hashem in the deepest way, before man's first sin. That's the real power of Chiddush. So the power of Chiddush now manifests itself in the places where it shouldn't be the primary place. Not to say you can't get a new dress when your old one is ripped apart, right? And it's not usable anymore, because you need a new one, of course. But when you got more than what you need, or in a home where, you know, well, you know, the kitchen's old, it's 5 years old, we need a new kitchen. Well, the kitchen is like, it's wonderful, it works great. But, you know, I just need something new. So that's a misdirection of that power of Chiddush. And, you know, you have to know, I mean, it's a place where the house hasn't been painted for, you know, 10, 15 years, and it's looking dingy. Okay, it needs to freshen up a little bit. All right, there's nothing wrong with that. That's also a Chiddush that's permitted. But this idea in the fashion world that every year there has to be a Chiddush, every season has to be a Chiddush, you know, this is all misdirecting this power of Chiddush in a place where it should be. The fact that people need Chiddush in their relationships. Hey, with the same wife for 5 years already, it's getting boring. We have to get another one. You know, if they get a new relationship, I mean, I already know everything there is to know about her. Right? So let's just get out of here. You know, it's boring. Or, you know, we've got to spice things up. It's all narishkeit. It's because they're not using the power of Chiddush where it's supposed to be drawn into. So now we have to see where it really is supposed to be drawn into, and now we're going to discuss how it fits into tefillah, exactly into prayer, which he says some very nice things here. Nekudas HaChiddush B'Tefillah. What is this point of Chiddush in prayer? Echad mehakoyches ha'ikorim lachzor lischadish hu amud hatvila. One of the principal forces that one has to go back to and freshen up, it's the pillar of prayer. Echad mishlosha amudim sholem amid olem. One of the three pillars that the world stands upon. Vubeikur koach hachidush. And primarily it stands through the power of chidush. An environment will explain. Bipshitus, on a simple level, begimel hatfilo shetiknu lana chazal and shekna sagdela lispal v'chol yoyim ein v'ayim chidush. The three standardized prayers that the men of the Great Assembly told us, and they established for us to pray every day, basically there's no chidush in this. The text is there, it's the same text, there isn't anything new about it. Hatfilo shel esmol, hatfilo shel ayom. Yesterday's prayer is today's prayer. Hatfilo shel ayom, higam tfilo shel mocher. It's a prayer of tomorrow. And that's why people sometimes feel I could miss a few days. Because after all, it's, you know, if I don't get it today, I'll get it tomorrow. It's like, what's the big deal? So I didn't, come today. I slept in today. Tomorrow, I'll do it tomorrow. It was 5 out of 7 during the week is pretty good too. Right? Because after all, it's pretty much the same anyway. That's superficially, that's what it would appear like. Imkein, therefore, kivyachal, as it were, bechitzonios, when you look at it superficially, nira she'em b'tfiloseinu chidush klal, it appears that in our prayers there's nothing new. That's what it would appear. Ulai, perhaps, imara mosif b'tfiloso bakashos pratios, if a person adds and incorporates into that prayer a private requests, Zoe bechina mesuyem eshal chidush. This could be to a certain degree an aspect of chidush, something new, something fresh. Right? You know that you have an important business meeting, a client, a potential client, they give you $100,000 of business. So when you get to Berech Aleinu, you're in the middle of Berech Aleinu, and Hashem, I have an appointment today. I've tried my best. It's up to you. It would really be nice if you can land me this account. It would be good. And every day you have different challenges at work. And every day you could add in a different line in Berech Aleinu. And, you know, God forbid, you know, every day people that are sick, different people that are sick at different times. It's going to be a different prayer. This is a sick person today I'm praying for. This is a sick person I'm praying tomorrow for. And as we go through different aspects, you know, Chonein Ados, Hashem, you should give me the intelligence. So, you know, maybe you're coming to a hard Rambam. You want help to understand the Rambam. You're finding it difficult, finding it challenging. Every day you should be learning. Every day there's different things that they need help with. And it's, you know, that is definitely the way of putting Chidush within the standardized prayers. And it's recommended that one does that to keep those prayers fresh for a person. That's one way. Aval im hu mispalal es nusach hatvila kifi shetiknu anshei knesset gdola lelo kol tosefes. But what if you pray the standardized prayer without any additions? Nidme, it would appear she'ein bo shum nekudas chidush. It would appear that there is no new point to this, right? And that's what we got to have to get back to. How with, you know, and essentially, the rabbis did not establish the prayers so that you should always add your own personal prayers. That's not the initial setup of prayer. It wasn't designed, well, we know we've got the same routine for you guys, so make sure to add something in so it's not boring for you. That's not how it was designed. It was designed to really just say the same words over and over and over, and it will be effective. So we have to get back to that, so hang on. Now, Belimud HaTorah Kedosha, on the other hand, when you're learning, remember, there's three pillars here. There's three pillars. Okay, that's Avoda. How about Torah? Do you think it's easier to find Chidush in Torah than in learning? So he says, yes, there's a lot more chidush in Torah. You could add a portion of Torah today that you didn't know yesterday. So you're learning the Rambam. Right? So you're learning the Rambam. You're learning Hilchos Geneva. Every day you're learning something brand new. It's a new idea, a new concept. You're learning one partner steals from another partner. Right? And you're finding out that you don't have to pay 4 and 5. And I didn't forget your email, so I just didn't have time did yet. That's on today's agenda. But, you know, so that's a chiddush. You know, I didn't know it. It wouldn't make sense to me. I think you should pay 4 and 5. Whatever it is, it's something new that you're learning. So in learning, there's always freshness. You know, it's going to take a long time till we finish the entire Torah. That'll take a good while. And even when you do, and then you review it, boy, you come up with questions and more questions and deeper insights. So there's never a shortage of freshness or newness when you're learning Torah. And more than that, and even the same portion you learned yesterday. Let's say you learned something, right? And then today is review, which is always a challenge in school, especially. You know, we learned it. Okay, now we're going to read. What do you mean? Actually, I learned it. Right? It's boring. It's nothing new. But the truth of the matter is, no. Hayom lahavino seyosi. Today you can understand it more. Lahaskil yoser, to understand it more. Vaf lachadish b'yosi, and to come up with new insights. If you review it, you know, I knew things you didn't notice come the first time, and you're able to ask more questions and come to a deeper level of understanding. There's always power of chiddush in learning, right? And the truthfully, in the third pillar, he doesn't mention it, but in the third pillar of gemilas chasadim, acts of kindness, there's always chiddush. There's always another person to help. There's always another way to help, a nicer way to help. There's no end of the ways we can be machadish. We can come up with. You can just look. Just keep your eyes open for people who need help, and there's always another way to find help, a new way. So those two pillars pretty much can have freshness in them, and it's not that difficult to find freshness in them. But where is revealed this power of newness and freshness that's found in the same mundane prayers? So, here we go. Kishenis Bainain Yaiser Ba'ima Ke'inyin Navin Kiadra. When we reflect deeper into this concept of prayer, we will see that it is the exact opposite. Rak, here's the key. In other words, he's going to say it's filled with Chiddush. The good old fashioned Shmonesre is filled with Chiddush. But there's a few conditions to make that happen. First one, Rak, Kishemavatlin Es HaChiddush HaChitzoni. Once we can nullify that desire to look for superficial freshness, magim l'nekudas achidush apnimis, can you reach the ability to find the inner freshness? Kol zman shebechitzonios yesh nachidush, as long as in the external world there is chidush, and there's what to find new in chidush. A person is liable to grab on to the superficial chiddush and to forget about the true point of chiddush. That deeper point of renewal, which is buried, the real power of newness, which is buried in the depths of this area, never gets revealed. Kasher bechitzonios ein chiddush. But when you can begin to see that in this superficial world there is no chiddush, v'nefesh harei mishtoikekes lechiddush, and then the soul yearns for chiddush, a person is forced to search for the point of renewal, the inner point of renewal, and not the outer point of renewal. So here, it's a general thing he's saying. We're going to get into the guts, but there's a very important yesod. Why are we not looking for the deeper point of chiddush in prayer? I mean, he's going to tell us there's a gold mine to find. There's a gold mine in that same old text. Why aren't we, you know, panning for gold? Why aren't we looking for it? We're not even looking for it in Shemoneh Esrei. So why not? Because again, we've got this inner built-in desire to find something new. That's there. It's built in our system, and it's built for a reason for us to find it in Shemoneh Esrei and to find it in other good places. But you know, it's much harder to do it, as we'll see. It's harder. So now, how does a human being usually work? How do we operate? Take the path of least resistance. Take the thing that works easier. It's a lot easier to buy a new car. If you got the money, and it's a lot easier to make the money. It's a lot easier to make the money and buy the new car than to really focus on your davening. So as long as I'm always looking for something new, and the truth is, you know, that we want, again, it's going back to what the Pius Etzner Rebbe, we said on Shabbos, that the soul is always looking for stimulation. Again, there's so many ways of understanding that line, looking for stimulation. So this is another color of this point, that he's looking for stimulation. Human being is looking for, soul is looking for stimulation because it's looking for that newness. It's looking for that freshness. It's looking to get back to Hashem. And that is a freshness, as he will describe. But so if we don't find it there, or better yet, it will, we naturally guide ourselves, since there's a combination of the body and the soul. The body has to work with the soul. The body likes to take it easy. And it's much easier, and therefore the human being, the totality of being, is looking for freshness. In general, we're looking for freshness. We get bored easily. And therefore, we're looking for freshness. So where are we going to find freshness? In the cheapest ways. So what's the cheapest way to find freshness? Put yourself in front of a television. It's the cheapest way. Just sit down and someone will tell you a new joke. We'll tell you something new. It's like, it's mamish. It's like, it's pro. That's, that is one of the reasons why television media is successful. Because there is within the human being the desire for something new. And that's why the news, that's why it's called the news. What's the power to attract people to the news? Because it's new. New versus nice. Two yidn get together. They said, first of all, new versus nice. What's new? Remember I said, well, this is extraordinary. What's new? What's new is coming from your soul screaming to find something new. But when it gets up to the level of the body, which only looks superficially, so show me something that's new. And that's as we said on Shabbos. So, yeah, what's new? You know, 50,000 people got killed in a tornado. Oh, wow. That's new. And it keeps me interested in this new piece of information. Right? What's new on the so-and-so show? All right? You know, that keeps me interested. And that's a cheap way of that manifesting itself. But it's so much easier. And in any aspect, Lashon Hara. Where's Lashon Hara? Comes from the power of Chidush. Did you hear about so-and-so? Really, I didn't know that. That's something brand new about that guy. Right? And that's so inviting. It's a new way of looking at that person. You know, he's Takash Tickle Shmo. He's not such a great guy. And there's such an attraction to it because it's something that's new. So the first step is to realize that this superficial stuff isn't new. It's not worthy of our time. It's not interesting. You know, forget about this, that. Ein kol chadash tachas hashemesh. There really is nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new. You know, when you know, people who get into sports, and when I was younger, I was really into sports. You know, but then it gets to the point, you know, so what's new already? So the Montreal Canadiens won the cup this year, and next year the Maple Leafs won the cup. You know, every year it's the same old thing. It's really the same old thing. Is there anything new? This year, this Zhlob picks up the cup. Next year, the next Zhlob picks up the cup.
The Leafs lost again.
And the same thing, and they kiss the cup, and they dance, and pour champagne in the cup, and they, every, you know, it's the same routine. They win the championship, they douse them with champagne, the champagne is chilling. I mean, it's, you know, we've run the gamut on it. They're trying desperately to come up with new chidushim, you know. But it's come on, let's ain't kol chadash tachas hashemesh. Hockey's hockey, game's a game. No, who's gonna win? Who cares? Who cares? Do you have stock in the team? If you have Maple Leaf stock, and if they win, and you get more dividends, maybe be interested to know, making more money, right? Maybe. But what's the chiddush right now? What is the chiddush? Now, you're wearing a nicer, a brand new dress. What's the chiddush? Is it covering your body? It's covering your body. you know. It's that's just a superficial chiddush. It's not a real chiddush. It's a garment. It's a garment. No. There are real chiddushim. L'malam min hashemesh. Higher than the shemesh. There's chiddushim in Torah. There's chiddushim in Chesed. There's chiddushim in davening. There's chiddushim. In other words, it's a mindset transition that where should I be looking? Yes, I want something fresh and new. But stop looking in the cheap area. Look for the things that are real. Not to say that, you know, of course you're going to buy a new dress from time to time. But again, as the tzaddik said, you're not going to spend a lot of time on it. Okay, this thing's wearing out. It's time to get a new one. No question about it. Go get yourself a new one. Just go pick one off the rack and get one. Okay, you should look nice. Okay, if you're a woman, you spend a couple minutes. Okay, you want to look nice and fine. But, you know, this is not your avoida. like my avodas Hashem, my avodas the days, to go to 50 stores, go to Winners, and go to this, and to the Gap, the Chavez, all these places, till I find the right thing. And sometimes never you have to find a be a tzniastik, a girl, and you, maybe it takes a little longer to find a tzniastik, and so that's your part of your avodas Hashem. Okay? So you daven Hashem, Hashem, please make the first store I go to, I don't have to spend the whole day on this. And if you daven Hashem, He'll answer you. He'll answer you. First store, you should find it. If you know, law of attraction. This is the law of attraction. Right? That you want to attract it in. You want to attract the Rus of Hashem into you. So fine. But so many of us, we make our whole lives out of looking for the superficial newness that's within things. So when you're going to come to tefillah, forget it. Forget it. It's not there. Because you're only looking skin deep. When you look at the Shmoneh Esrei skin deep, there's nothing new about it. It's boring. It's mundane. I'm not interested. Let me get a new kitchen. Let me follow Maple Leafs. You know, because you can delude yourself. I'll tell you. You know, first game of the year, and it's a brand new season. You know, it's a brand new season. Forget about last 2 years. We didn't make the playoffs. This year, we got a new, fresh, exciting team. Blah 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 blah. And it's easy. Just sit there and watch. And you're going to take all new statistics and start from zero again. And who's going to be the scoring champion and this and that. You know, and that is how you cheaply satisfy your neshama's need for something brand new. And if you look for those kinds of things, then that will keep you very busy. And so now when you come to Shmoneh Esrei and you're only used to looking superficially, so you look at it, is Mamish the same tefillah? What are you drinking me a cup? So now what's more attractive, the Maple Leafs or Marv? I mean, let's be honest. What's more attractive? So, of course, you go for Marv. The Maple Leafs. Right? But if you know, ain't called Chadash Tachas Shabbos, what do you care? This guy, this hooligan is punching that hooligan. And the question is, how many fights are they going to have? And he's going to score 50 goals. It's all the same garnished. Once you know it's the same garnished, and this is nothing, and this is nothing, and this is nothing, so where am I going to find something? I want to know where you find something. Now look for the true stuff. You'll find it in your davening. Now you'll at least make the effort to say, how am I going to find it in my davening? Yeah, Sam.
This being said,
I don't know why people don't teach this. This is Mamish such a yisod. It's such unbelievable. Right? It's such an unbelievable yisod here that nobody knows this. This is like Mamish a pashut yisod that people just. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Having said that, how come we try to incorporate buying new things, particularly on Rosh Chodesh for the wife? We have to buy new jewelry, and on the Rosh Hashanah, and this, we buy new clothes. Even if we need it or not, we have to buy. This is almost incorporated. I don't know if it's halakhically required or just a custom, I don't know, but we do it. Why?
So the question is why? It doesn't have to be new. But
well, yes.
you buy jewelry, you buy things, because, you know, there is a concept. It is in honor of the holiday. In other words, in honor of the holiday. In other words, we try to make the physical parallel the spiritual that's happening. In other words, you know, you're coming into a yontif. A yontif has a big power of chidush. It's a big power of chidush in a yontif. So, you know, you want the physical world to parallel what's going on in the spiritual world. You want to get the body on side to feel that there's something new coming. Right? And it's always good to get the body to go along. If the body goes along, that's the whole idea in a holiday of Chatzi Lachem and Chatzi Lashem. Half for you, half for Hashem. In other words, we do have bodies. Let's be honest, we do have bodies. Okay, and comes a real great time for Chidush. So we want to get the bodies in line with what's going on. Right? And when you have a nice dress, you do feel, you know, temporarily a little freshness, right? So you want the body to be in line, you know, and there is a concept, you know, from time to time, and of course you make a bracha on that. Right? Shechayana v'kimana v'giyana l'azman hazeh. We see there is an aspect, you know, now you're forcing me to take it to a deeper level. Okay, that's fine. You know, so let's ask a better, I'll ask it better. So why do you make a bracha when you buy something new? According to this, what do you make a bracha for? Now that would have been you asked a good question, Sam, but this is even a better question. You forced me to think of a better question. Right? What do you mean? So you bought a new dress. We just told you the the perils of buying a new dress. And we're going to make a bracha shechi yonim ki yimon v'gyon l'zman hazeh. So what's the point? So we don't get fooled. Don't get fooled and think this is the real chiddush. In other words, I'm buying this dress because that's part of my avodas Hashem. Hashem, you commanded me to cover my body. And this is how I do it. So I the other dress is worn out. It's worn out. So I'm buying a new one. So we're buying a new one so I can fulfill the mitzvah of covering my body. Or whatever, again, everything, as Litzada said, there's nothing good in this world except Hashem, and everything is measured in goodness in terms of how it brings me close to my avodas Hashem. So I make the bracha shechianu v'kimadu, it's so I don't get misled by the cheap newness of it, but rather, how is this going to further my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And then I say, you know, and if it's a, let's say a new car, okay, you have to have a new car every, you know, 20 years, whatever. When the old one runs out, right? The car from you know, the old Prokopetz car we still drive, the Crown Vic. You know, remember Mr. Prokopetz?
Sure.
Right? So Ellie Mintz, they were going to get rid of the car, so they gave it to us. Right? So it's a 92. Still running. 92. Right? So I'm just saying. So okay, but it's time to need a new car. Okay, fine. So make the bracha, you know, if it's for many people, hatov hameiti, if you are good and you bestow goodness. If it's the family car, everybody's going to be the car, you make the bracha, hatov hameiti, if you are a good God and you bestow goodness. It's to recognize how much Hashem loves me. And not to get carried away with the new. It really isn't new. Nothing's really new. Ain't called chadash tarasam. But it's Hashem is showing His kindness to me. It's another display of His kindness to me. And that makes me closer to Hashem. And I buy a new dress. You know, Baruch Hashem, that you gave seichel to people to make nice dresses, and I look like a mansion, I look proper, and my husband will be attracted to me because I'm dressed nicely. So you make the bracha to keep the focus. So the same thing comes a yontif. So comes a yontif, you know, you want to have those feelings of closeness to Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the body needs to feel close to. Not just the neshama, the body has to be happy too. You got to get bring the body along on the project. So how do you bring the body, you know, along in the process? Give it a nice dress. Give children candies. You know, so that the body feels something new. But that's not the main thing. That's not the main thing. It's just give the body a little happy. And it's a time. It doesn't mean to say you have to spend, you know, $5,000 on a diamond necklace comes to Yontif. You know, it's something simple, something nice. And if you don't have the money, then you can't buy it. It's not the end of the world. It's not the highest thing over here. It's at the bottom of the tomo. It's, by the way, we have a body, so let's recognize the body and make the body happy as well. It's a hard yontif. The women worked hard, and the body is saying, I'm angry. What's the body saying? Not the neshama, but the body. Oh, I'm tired. I'm this. I worked hard. I'm a shmata. So, okay, so here's a beautiful necklace. So the body feels a little better. I got to bring the body into the yontif too. Right? If your body is upset, it's hard for the neshama to get going. It's fighting the body. So the wife works so hard and she feels unappreciated. You know, she's been cooking for the last 3 days and she's sometimes here, dear, you know, I really love you and I really appreciate what you do, and it really makes all the difference in the world. You know, here's my token of thanks. You know, the wife feels good. She does. And the kids, you know, if you give kids some candies and this and that, you know, they feel good about the yontif too. And a guy needs a good steak on yontif.
Yeah.
Ain't simcha el babasar. And wine, a nice glass of red wine, and a steak. You know, it's good. The yontif's okay. You know, it's a good meal. So the body's happy. Slap it along. You know, because we want the body to resist also. Right. So you know, on the other hand, if your mamash a big tzaddik, you don't need it. You know, there's machloikas in the Gemara. If your mamash a big tzaddik, then you know, you can you don't have to have it. But most people need it, so that's what we want to make sure that happens. Okay. But that's not the problem. Again, here's the problem. Everybody thinks that's the main part of the yontif. You know, yeah, basar v'yayin, and they guzzle and drink the whole yontif and sleep the rest of the yontif, right? The yontif is supposed to get you to learn and this and that, and that's the real focus, to get attached to Hashem. But they just focus on the body. So anyway, we got to get past this first block. It's such a big block. I'm telling you, it's in every aspect of life. This is why the marriages are in big trouble. so many marriages in the world? Because there's no newness in the marriage. Nothing fresh. The new secretary is pretty fresh. You know, chas v'shalom. You know, and all kinds of things that we... And we don't realize, in other words, and whatever we're going to say is about davening, is going to have to develop this in terms of our relationships with the people that we love. We've got to find the spiritual freshness that is found in the relationship and not the physical freshness, because after a while, it's just not there. It's not there. And naturally, one would want to change. In the past, it wasn't easy. Now it's easy, so now people are doing it. Right? People are doing it. You know, they don't even get married. Go from one relationship to the next. We'll go, see how long it goes. It goes for a week, goes for a week, goes for a month, maybe it'll go for a year. Fine. And then we understand. We know we'll split up and find another fresh face. Right? So we've got to get out of that mindset. And that all those things, it's not worth it, you know, we're looking for a fresh wife, fresh this. The same one is fine. So you get another one, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. At the end of the day, it's the same thing. So that's not why you want to find the freshness. You want to find the freshness within the spirituality of all this. All right, so that's rule number one. So now you're taka looking for something. You're not satisfying it with the cheap thrills of the hockey game, the television, the new car, the new this. That's not satisfying me. So now what's got to satisfy me? Now let me find something real. Okay, now I'm going to give tefillah a chance. Okay, so this is yesod one. So now let's continue. Ha'emes he, the truth is, middle of Kuf Yates, she'ain tefillah daim l'chaverta, really no prayer is similar to the next one. That's the real truth. As the Nefesh HaChaim writes in the second gate, even though the external liturgy is the same, but in the depths of prayer, there isn't one prayer that's the same as the other. There's no greater chidush that I could tell you. This same text that has been said for thousands of years, Kol Knesset Yisrael midei yom biyomo, the entire congregation of Israel, every day, for years and years, there is, that same text has all kinds of chidushim. Even though the external liturgy is one, v'im kol zos, was still in all hanekuda hapnimis, but the inner point, yesh b'shinu b'chol pam b'pam, there's a change every time, me'adam l'adam, from person to person, u'b'chol adam miyom liyom u'mitvil tvil, and within each person, each prayer to each prayer, hachidush kayim, the chidush exists, rak sh'adam tzarech lehischaber elav, the person has to connect himself to that chidush, u'lekabel es koach hachidush, and to receive the power of chidush. He hasn't answered the question yet, he's just telling you right now that every human being has a different power of chidush. The next, me and you will look at today's prayer and we will each see it differently. And we are each going to have a different chidush than each other. And me and you, the chidush we have this morning will be different than the chidush we'll have this afternoon at mincha. That is what is there. What he's referring to in the Nefesh HaChaim, if I'm not mistaken, is that he's saying the Anshei Knesset Gadol put every machshava any human being could put into any tefillah. They incorporated all into the context of that liturgy. When they wrote those simple words, they prophetically understood that when a person comes to the bracha Refa'enu, there's probably a million and one different ways for a person to approach that prayer. It could be for this sickness, that sickness, this renewal, this, that. There's so many different ways to look at it. They were so genius. They could think of any human emotion that could ever interact with this word, and say, we already understand how a person can feel that way, and this is a way that we have sanctified and made holy. That's on one level. But now let's get into it. Okay, we're going to start. Let's see if we can see how much we can do. It's important. It's all important. You can't go quickly through this. This is really important stuff. Let's go back. Roshei Chodashim Le'am Chonosatos Man Kapara L'chol Toldosam. We say every Rosh Chodesh. Reish Chodesh, you have given to your nation a time for kapora for all their generation, for all their children. So now, in Barosh Chodeshim, let's take a look at Rosh Chodesh. Ba'oso Chidush, that Chidush, if comes a Rosh Chodesh, and that newness, lo misgala nekudah shel kaporas chet, If you don't reveal that point of atonement of sin, that's why we have Rosh Chodesh. It's for kapara. Zman kapara. I mean, do everything about him. You ask him, knew what you this Rosh Chodesh. Davened longer. Okay, Rabbi told me to take my wife out for dinner. Went out for dinner, we davened longer. I had to find a quicker minion. I had to go out earlier from davening. That's happened on Rosh Chodesh. No, it's Zman kapara l'chol toilosam. It's a time for kapara. If a Rosh Chodesh comes and goes, and you didn't get any more kapara, you didn't take advantage of the Rosh Chodesh. In other words, if lo misgalav nekudas kapara sheit, in lo misgalav bitul, if it wasn't revealed a negation of chatoechem hoyu mavdilin ben kutshiril kenes Yisrael, that your sins create the barriers between you and Hashem. If we weren't able to remove some of those barriers, ze ein chidush, there's no chidush. In other words, you do averus. Doing averus is no chidush either for us. We're pretty good at doing averus, right? So now, we have these averos. What do these averos create? They create, as we've learned already in the first book, it creates barriers between us and Hashem. If I don't do what Hashem wants, that means there's a barrier between me and Hashem. Now, remember, every time you do an avera, multiple things are going on. Multiple things are going on. You're a sinner, you're culpable, you should get punished. That's one thing. But the worst thing is you create a barrier between you and HaKadosh Baruch. If I don't need to do what Hashem says, then obviously that's another layer of me not feeling close to Hashem. Now, you can, let's say you did an aver, so you could tell Hashem, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it again. And that's tshuva. And that's good. And you won't get punished. You won't get punished because you did tshuva. But where's the kapara? But you know what? But that the relationship was distant. That doesn't get better all of a sudden. And you know what? You probably will do the aver again tomorrow. Who's to say you won't do the aver again tomorrow? I mean, you feel bad now. We're not denying you're sincere. Yeah, you feel bad. You really feel bad. You know you shouldn't have done it. You're right. Okay, I don't want to do it again. And I say I'm not going to do it again. Now, what's missing? What's missing is kapara. Kapara means is that the barrier is broken down. That's kapara. The barrier is down. Now, how that barrier goes down, the Rambam, as we've learned, talks about many different things that bring down the barriers. Right? Yom Kippur is a good one. Suffering's a better one. Death is even better. And all kinds of other things that bring down those barriers between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, guess what? Rosh Chodesh is also another one of those. Rosh Chodesh has within its power to bring kapara, to be able to remove some of those barriers that are between us and Hashem. If Rosh Chodesh, and that's the chidush, Roshei Chodeshim Nosata. The power of Rosh Chodesh, that power of freshness, is for what? Zman kapara l'chol dosam. It's meant to bring a kapara. It's meant to strip away some barriers. And when I can get rid of those barriers, now that's something fresh. I'm closer, being closer to Hashem is the definition of chidush and freshness in our avoda. Kol chidush in yon. Remember, what's the concept of chidush? Kifishman, as we said, lachzer l'matzav asher shel kiras Hashem, to come back to that root of closeness to Hashem, shel dveikus b'kutcha b'richu kipshuto, to cleaving to Hashem on its simple level. Ze etzem achidush. This is what chidush is defined as. To get to a deeper level of closeness to Hashem. Once that happens, memela hachidush meisir esachet. The chidush, the closer you get to Hashem, it removes the sin, it removes the barriers, umakarev es adam elkona, and it brings a person closer to his creator. So now, that we see this from Rosh Chodesh, well, really we need to talk more about Rosh Chodesh, how that happens, but not for now. Nimtza comes out. She'ikr nekudas hachidush yesh mitfila. Now, I don't know, this next word doesn't seem to fit in here. But the main point of chidush that lies in prayer, usually Rusa means to the negative, so it doesn't... No, it's usually l'reus, it means for next. I'm not sure what that is. But anyway, it doesn't change the meaning of the text. Miyom liyom mizman lizman, eina bechitzonios. It's not going to be in the externals. When you're looking to get the freshness of prayer, it's not going to be in the externals. Although you may add things. You may add a personal request, and that's fine, and that's good. and it may satisfy one level of what we're looking for, but that's not the real freshness of prayer. Ela b'nekudas kirvas Hashem, but it comes out of the closeness to Hashem, shodem masik mitfilazu umitfilacheres, that one achieves from one prayer to the next. Shamu neches nekudas achirish. There is where it lies, the point of chirish. How much closer you'll feel to Hashem after you've davened this tefillah as opposed to the last tefillah. Again, we go back to Rabbi Akiva's story, where it was the same drop. The same drop made a hole. And remember, the tzaddik said, one drop wasn't different than the other drop. So what was the big deal? Big deal is the consistency of the drops wore away and bore a hole through the stone. So it's the same thing going on in prayer. Every prayer is like another drop. And the more we just really think about what we're doing when we're praying, that we are talking to Hashem. The more that you talk to Hashem, but real talking, not just blah, 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 the words. Then you're not talking to Hashem. You're not talking to Hashem. It's just not happening. So that talk of one prayer to the next is nothing. But if you sit down and you understand, you are the one that bestows wisdom. And you think about what that means. You know how much your Shemaim is in that line? Hashem, I know that you give the wisdom. Hashem, I really want the wisdom from you today. I want to understand this Gemara, where the Chiddush lies. And I want to understand. And just, you know, simply talk to Hashem. The more you will talk to Hashem, the deeper your relationship with Hashem is. And that doesn't need new things. It's the same thing, but you're talking to him again. And you know, a wife will never tire from hearing a husband say, I love you. It's the same, I love you. If he says it sincerely, I mean, he's talking about it, he says it sincerely. And doesn't have to have all kinds of brand new prose every week with another line. Ooh, it shakes me up. You know, it's just a good old fashioned, a real, it means that I love you, and you feel the power of what he's saying. You feel close. So the simple words, if you understand it, and the more you're just talking to Hashem and just saying those words and feeling, you will feel closer. And that is the chidush. You're getting closer and closer to that source of your existence, that source of your relationship. And that simplistic closeness is the power of chidush, and is that freshness that you're feeling it deeper. Okay, he's going to take it to much deeper levels, but let's just chew on that for a while. And let's just focus on the simplicity of the words to bring us closer to Hashem.